and somebody is introducing you to you, your mother, and I say, well, now you don't know these people, but this man is your uncle, mm-hmm. and his wife is your
cousin.
No, he's your uncle, so his wife is your...
Would be...
This is your uncle and your...
That would be your auntie.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you all use any other pronunciations of that word? Auntie, or you ever call it, would you ever use any other variations of that?
I think it's auntie.
Okay. Before birds lay their eggs, they build little
nests.
And children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
chairs.
Okay, and that one has a little front around it.
Desks.
Okay, and before a boy fights, he might clench up both of his
fists.
And the small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime.
Mosquitoes.
And the white things that float around up in the sky or that bring rain maybe or...
Clouds.
And when you go home at night, you go inside your...
House.
And if a small... troublesome animal were getting into the chickens at night and you didn't know what kind of an animal it was, you might say, well, some kind of a
animal.
Okay, is there a word that you'd use to mean a nuisance animal, you know?
Possum.
Okay, but if you didn't know whether it was a possum or a fox or whatever, is there a word that could be used to some kind of a
vomit out there.
Okay, and do you ever use that word with connection with a human being? Did you ever say that varmint? Talking about a person?
Let me see.
If he were a no good person, would you ever say he's a real varmint or not? In other words, you always use varmint just for an animal.
Yes, ma'am. I think that's right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What about a little animal that lives in the ocean and it grows just to be 3 or 4 inches long and it curls up and when you cook it, it turns sort of pinkish and has a shell on
that's
it?
That's a crab.
Okay, well, I'm talking about
the oyster.
Okay, there's another one that kind of is shaped like that. And when you cook it, you peel the shell off of all of this and you eat all of this right here. It has a little taste.
Shrimp.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you have a wool sweater and somebody washed it for you and didn't take care and put it in hot water, you say the hot water will make it get smaller.
Yes, draw.
Okay, or what's another way to...
Swing.
How's that?
Swing.
Okay, and what am I doing now?
Pointing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Almost through. A small fruit that is about the size of a baseball and grows in Florida.
Orange.
And if a person doesn't want his car to get rained on, he will park it in a...
He'll park it under a shelter.
Okay, and if you've got just a little building just for a car, you'll say, I'm going to put my car in the...
Under the garage.
Okay, and if to find out how tall somebody is, you get a yardstick and you what?
Measure.
And TV is another way to say...
Television.
And if you're going to sue somebody...